the passage continues in verse 5 with what Timothy does as a result of this. Also, verse 2, a couple of words that we passed over. So there is a way for Timothy to respond, and it's not to, another response sometimes is to look around and sort of just bewail the fact that nothing can be done anymore because people are faithless, people are immoral, people don't want to hear sound doctrine, and so we sort of just wring our hands sometimes and say, well, what can be done? That's the end. But Timothy can, in verse 2, he can recognize that there is a way in which the word of God would be effective for those who hear it. When it was the Thessalonians, I think it was that Paul was saying, it was very nice, he said that when they came to the Thessalonians received the word of God as it is in truth, the word of God. They heard the word as it truly was. And so Timothy could not change the unfaithfulness of those who heard the word, but he could continue to preach the word faithfully. And there are these verbs that make it clear his approach, his intention to convince or to reprove, to convict. That would be speaking the word not just in a sort of an inspirational way or in just a way that isn't going to cause anyone to examine who they are and what they are before the Lord. He's going to convince. He's going to rebuke. He's going to exhort. It required patience, long-suffering, and teaching, doctrine. It's laying a foundation. It's building a structure by teaching clearly and sequentially and building the foundation, and then the walls of teaching, if we might say it, the structure, the building itself is constructed with a purpose, with an outline, with an intention. And then he, despite the fact that there would be those many, most, who would not desire to hear his message, he is to be watchful in all things and endure afflictions. So in verse 5, we can see that verses 3 and 4, I think, are an affliction for him. They are an affliction for Timothy, that those who ought to hear the word of God are not listening. But he is to endure this affliction. There are other afflictions that he had to face also, but this is one. And he would be watchful. He would be attentive. First, so that he would not slip away from what his task was. In the beginning of this letter, Paul said to him, stir up the gifts. Don't let it be dormant. Don't let the difficulties and the opposition cause you to not be active. Endure afflictions. Be watchful. Be attentive. Be attentive to yourself to continue the work. Be attentive to those who are listening so that they will receive what is necessary. If we're feeding the sheep, like in John 21, the food that's necessary. A student in my classroom, this is not food, but you'll understand the illustration. A student in my classroom was telling me last week, my goldfish is sick. Well, if you're, a middle school student and your goldfish is very important to you, that's a real tragedy. My goldfish is sick. And he was very attentive. I've got to give the goldfish, did you know there's medicine for goldfish? Went to the pet store, bought some stuff to put in the water, and the fins became more healthy again. He could tell that the tail of the fish was filling out again. There was some kind of fungus or something that was affecting the goldfish. He gave the fish what it needed. If Timothy is going to be watchful, he's going to give the people of God what they need. They may not even know they need it, but Timothy, who's watchful, would know what they need. And he would fulfill his ministry. Paul talks about fulfilling the ministry when we get to verses 6 and 7 and 8. I'll leave that for another. But fulfill the ministry. Timothy had to stir up the gift that was within him. He had to not let it be dormant. He had to know that the Lord would be faithful. Paul said, everything that I've committed to the Lord, he will keep it until that day. I'm not going to wish that I had given it to him. I wish that I had given him more. I wish that I had been more dependent upon him. So if Timothy sees these conditions going downward, he doesn't get brought down along with them. He is faithful to preach the word and to be watchful, to do the work of an evangelist and to fulfill his ministry, whatever that ministry is that the Lord has given to him, that he would not let it slip away.
The word over there, it's not the watchful aspect of things like we're familiar with. It is to be sober. To be sober. And that is a very important exhortation so that Timothy himself will not become influenced by these bad doctrines that we are talking about before. So that's why it's very important. He's telling him, don't get under the influence or intoxicated with something that is foreign to the word of God. You cannot say enough, dear brethren, in our days. Be careful what you listen to. Sometimes we are drawn toward personalities of people. We like to listen to them, and yet they carry a wave of bad doctrine that is distracting the young ones and following after these things that are not according to the word of God. So we have to be sober. We don't want to fall under the influence of bad doctrines that is surrounding Christianity, in Christendom. Be careful which radio stations you listen to, which speakers you hear. The Lord has given us sufficient help to look into, to enjoy the word of God and sound teachers for us not to be taken by this wave of bad teachings. But he says then, bear evils. That word, bearing evils, is not to bear with it and, you know, it is in relationship. Endure, you know, the brother earlier says, we're not going to go after body. We're not going to go into politics with the claim that we're going to change the world. Well, the Lord never asked us to change the world. All what the Lord has asked us is what Timothy is conveying to a young man by the name of Timothy. But bear means endure the times. Don't be discouraged. Don't give it up. Bear with it. Endure it. And young ones, especially all of us, it's for young and old alike. We have to bear with the times. It is not because the environment is so horrible, we're going to give up the truth. We're going to give up the scripture because everybody is giving it up. If they cannot bear with the sound doctrine, you and me have to bear with it. And we have to keep it the way we have received it. So the exhortation is, don't give up in these last and closing days.